Hey, it's Ryan, man. Coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. Big shout out, thank you to ES Emmanuel Sanders. Traded today to the San Francisco 49ers for third and fourth round draft picks, and we sent San Francisco a fifth round pick with Sanders. Great Bronco. And really, you feel like he was in a Broncos uniform for 10 plus years, but in reality, he came in the year after our blowout in Super Bowl 48 and connected with Manning right away, and he came in as Wes Welker's replacement, basically. And boy, you know what? It didn't take you long to realize that we were going to be just fine with Emmanuel Sanders taking over that spot. I think in a lot of ways, he was underrated across the NFL. Maybe still is a little bit. And this year wasn't as spot on, I would say, overall as he had been in previous years, but still was giving it his all. You could kind of tell the frustration was building up with him, just kind of where we were heading as a team and everything like that. So probably a good time to let him move on, as much of a fan favorite as he is, and let us kind of start building for the future and everything. Plus, we've drafted so many young receivers the last few years. We've got to see those guys step up and develop further and build that younger receiving core. Favorite memory of Emmanuel Sanders? Yeah, I would have to think it's the Super Bowl 50 run that whole season, especially with DT kind of starting the drops that would continue after the Super Bowl 50 season. So that's probably my favorite, especially the key catches that he had in Super Bowl 50. I know it's so cliche, like, well, we wouldn't have made the Super Bowl without so-and-so and without so-and-so. But Sanders was so key in our Super Bowl season. Really, the season before as well, just building the chemistry with Manning. You knew you were coming in the next season and you were going to be just fine. Plus, after Manning left, I mean, it was a key target for Simeon when he was our starter, Keenan when he was our starter. You know, started to get a little hot and cold with Flacco this year as well. Who knows if maybe he had stuck, you know, we had stuck with him through the rest of the year, he could have possibly built some great chemistry with Flacco. I guess we'll never know. But either way, we're wishing Emmanuel Sanders the best with his new organization, the 49ers. And, you know, they're in a prime spot to make a deep playoff run. And he's just going to go ahead and add to that and talk about being a support for a quarterback. Like he was for Manning and our other quarterbacks we've started since. He's going to be that same reliable blanket for Garoppolo out there in San Francisco. Never like to see a fan favorite go, but I'm glad he gets to go to a good situation. And I know Denver will bounce back before we know it, and our young receivers will take this opportunity to step up. Next thought, is Emmanuel Sanders a Ring of Famer? And my initial thoughts are, yeah. I think he's got to be. He was such a key part of our Super Bowl 50 team and such a fan favorite and really a key component every season he was in Denver. I just can't see him not being up there someday. You know, we've had a lot of players that have been added to the Ring of Fame over the years that maybe only were in a Broncos uniform for about, you know, five or six seasons, if not less, and Sanders fits into that category, but I think he belongs up there someday. So, Emmanuel Sanders, thank you for everything you did for the Denver Broncos organization, the Denver Bronco fan base, and just being a class act during your time in Denver. Wishing you all the best, and you'll always be a Denver Bronco. Once again, this is the Ryman with the Broncos Country Blitz.